You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Us broke a lot of box office records by Angela Watercutter. Look, we get it. If you saw the news at all over the weekend, you probably saw something about Special Counsel Robert Mueller finally turning over the findings of his 675-day Russia investigation. Entertainment news likely fell by the wayside. But that's why the Monitor is here, to fulfill your pop culture cravings. So, what did you miss? Well, writer-director Jordan Peele's Us did very well for itself. Also, one of the Jonas Brothers knows how Game of Thrones ends. Oh, and Pose just made one of the most predictable casting calls of all time. Let's get it going. Don't call it shocking. Us just broke major box office records. Everyone knew that Jordan Peele's Get Out follow-up Us would be big, but it turns out it's major. Over the weekend, the film garnered the second biggest opening so far this year after Captain Marvel, pulling in $70 million in North America. The movie's boffo box office also earned it the distinction of being the biggest opening weekend for an original horror movie and the biggest opening for an R-rated film after Ted. It would have landed the biggest horror opening weekend of all time, but the non-original IP films It and Halloween came out slightly ahead. Guess that just means Peele has something to shoot for when he comes back for a three-peat on his next movie. Two more people know how Game of Thrones ends. Here's a thing that would never happen in Westeros. Twitter users got mad at Sophie Turner for allegedly revealing Game of Thrones spoilers to her friends. Yes, really. Apparently, the actress who plays Sansa Stark cannot gripe about work to anyone on the off chance she reveals the sacred details of HBO's massively popular fantasy show. It's gotten so bad that Turner is now clarifying what she said. I was on Twitter and saw these headlines like, "Twitter followers are being so mean to Sophie Turner after reports she told her friends the ending of Game of Thrones," Turner told Entertainment Weekly. "The truth is, I've only told two people. One of those people now keeping the secret of the Seven Kingdoms? Turner's fiancé, Joe Jonas. Raise your hand if you thought you'd read about a Jonas brother knowing the end to one of the most popular TV shows of all time in 2019. No one? We didn't think so. Do not mess with Cardi B's IP. Not one to let Pepsi be the only company to leverage her signature catchphrase, rapper Cardi B has filed an application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark "Okurr." Reportedly, this means you'll soon be seeing the phrase on all manner of merch. We like it like that. More like Patty LuPose, am I right? Finally, in obvious casting news, FX's Pose has cast Broadway living legend Patti LuPone for its second season. During a talk at PaleyFest last weekend, showrunner Ryan Murphy revealed that season 2 of the show, set in New York City's ball scene, will fast forward to a very specific moment in 1990, the day that Madonna's Vogue is released. The song, which drew a lot of its inspiration, if not all of it, from ball culture, will play a big role in the second season, Murphy said. As for Lapone, she'll play a character who shares a lot of screen time with MJ Rodriguez's Blanca. Lapone loves the show, and we wrote this part, so she's coming to play with us in a couple of weeks, Murphy said during the Paley Fest panel. Considering Lapone was already a Tony winner by 1990, she could just play herself, but this sounds cool too.